Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 200 of the Optic Podcast.
But we've done way more than that, because I don't think that we picked it up from the house. Right? Dude, you know what's crazy? I was doing the Pine Park After Dark. You guys should go check it out. It was me, Tim, and Eric.
Smoking that chronic?
We were smoking that tall weed, dude, tall. But in it, I mean, obviously, like, I was in the middle of it. It's like middle of the podcast. And you know, by the middle of the podcast, you start to really get a little fadey, right?
You've been smoking for a while at that point?
Yeah, at that point, you're like an hour in. You're like, whatever. And, you know, they're professional smokers, so I have to.
Yeah, heck starts fading away.
No, get the fuck out of here.
I take one hit, have a panic attack.
No, but I did merge in a conversation about Interstellar. I merged Interstellar with The Arrival in a conversation that I had. I'm like, yo.
That's why that's on your Apple. I was like, two great movies. Seeing that Arrival.
No.
Have you watched it recently?
No.
Oh, well, maybe, dude, the world's crazy. I literally have been seeing that so much. It's like so many coincidences.
Anyway, I was fucking in the middle of it, and then they brought up my channel, and I saw that I made 1,800 videos. And I'm like, 1,800 videos? That is a lot of videos.
Damn.
1,800? And this is not including all the Optic stuff that I've been in, not the podcast that I've been in, not my secondary channel that I've done.
1,800's crazy. What? 1,800?
Yeah, how many does Seth have? More, right? Because you've definitely uploaded consistently way more than me, because I quit at one point.
I think I'm over 2K.
Damn, that's insane. I think. I got to catch up. I'm not doing my part. But I don't know what it was about that. But anyway, 200 episodes of the Optic Podcast.
Oh, my God. I'm almost at 3K.
Oh, my God. Damn. Seth, that's work, dude. Holy fuck. 724,415 724,415,684 views.
Even a bill?
We're close to a billy.
A billion
that
views?
Is crazy.
Dude, that's what's up. Matt, go to mine and again, please. I want to see how many views I got.
I wonder if I'll ever hit
half
hit
a billion
ours. Huh?
No, we're not gonna look up the you guys. Don't worry.
167 million views.
167 million. Dude, you are fucking half a billy. Unbelievable. I'm a volume shooter. You know what I'm saying? I'm a volume shooter.
That's good work.
That's not including all my videos on Machinima. I'm definitely at a billion views.
Damn, man. You've been doing this thing, huh?
We've been doing this thing.
Talk
man.
To him.
Join March 25th, 2006.
Damn, 2006? I wonder when I made my account.
I was 26
yeah,
years old.
I was just wondering.
Probably
20.
Whenever it was all like Fred videos. Hey guys, it's Fred.
Too nice.
Can I have your number? Can I have it? You like Mike and Ike? Remember that video? In the movie theater? That like.
Dude,
that's funny
I mean,
skit?
To be fair, 11 million views is a lot of views. 520 videos. 2012, late to the game.
That's a colossal fuck up on my end.
Yeah. Do you regret it?
I had like 50K subs when I was 15, and I just started smoking weed every day, doing nothing like a dumbass.
Well, the choices we make.
It's one of the regrets in my life.
Choices we make,
the choices we make.
That, oh man, that sweet, sweet chronic.
Well, it's different.
You're eating fried Oreos and shit.
Yeah.
But you're making them at night.
I was making them at night.
Unbelievable.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am wearing straight to feet the Nike Dunk by Wu-Tang Clan official. I'm with straight to feet. Got them in yesterday, straight to feet.
Ain't nothing to fuck with.
Wu-Tang Clan, you know, I'm wearing my 1993 super beat up Wu-Tang shirt.
When did the Optic Podcast start? This is episode 200.
How long? Matt, look up the Optic Hour.
That was the first one?
Yeah, the Optic Hour was what I named it. It was me, Diesel, Ashley... 14
Damn,
years ago.
14 years ago?
Wait, who uploaded that? But Optic. Whoever uploaded this should have been fired right there and then. Matt, go in there and fucking edit that.
Is this a video of them advertising another video?
I think so, yeah.
That's next level.
Optic Hour available now.
Yeah.
14 years ago.
Yo, Matt, I want to see what my channel was made.
Matt, can you edit the video and then replay? Matt, before you fucking leave, edit the video. And put the capital T on the Optic. What are you doing? Literally called it out.
Oh, yeah, that's insanity.
What the fuck? That's my man, Paul. Remember Paul? All the people?
Somewhat, yeah. Name is familiar.
All right, what were you asking, then?
I think I was asking when the first episode was.
Oh, yeah, 14
like when,
years ago.
How long it's been around.
I'm in that fucking Sherpa right now.
2012.
1,400 videos?
Damn.
That's a lot of fucking
Let's
videos.
Let's go, Mark.
Dude.
Wait, you have 1,400
videos? 1,400
videos,
bro.
Okay, money.
68 million views. That's numbers, yo.
I wasn't familiar with your game.
Dude.
Damn, 2012.
Dude, you weren't even trying to look at that shit. Imagine if you tried.
That was MW3 2012.
Modern Warfare 3. Good times.
That sounds all right.
And 16 years ago today, World at War was released. Isn't that crazy? 16 years ago.
Yo, still one of my favorite games all time.
Bro, Banks just got that tattooed on him because that was his first Call of Duty.
I remember vividly, like, just sitting in class and, like, this is when, like, it was just, this wasn't a thing. It was just pubs and, like, GBs. I would just sit in school for 8 hours a day and the only thing I'd think about is Call of Duty.
Oh,
and then, like, a new map pack would come out, and the whole day I'd be begging to go home. Get off the bus. I'm jogging home, up the
street. You were jogging. You knew you wanted to fucking play that shit.
Oh, yeah, you knew.
First, I'd think, like, is there any way I could not go to school tomorrow?
Yep.
Oh, I'd always get out. I'd be doing anything.
I'd try.
I think your mom was, like, super understanding, though. She'd be like, yeah, of course, baby, here, have some soup.
No, my mom was like, if I was homesick, like, I'd have a cough, and, like, obviously I can't go to school. I don't want to get kids sick, and I'll be gaming. She's like, oh, you can't go to school, but you can play video games? Yeah. I'm like, I got a fucking cough. I'm not paralyzed. I mean, what are you talking about?
Yeah, my mom never let me get away with nothing, or my dad. I literally could be like, look, I'm literally bleeding. They'd be like, you're faking it. Fuck to school.
Yeah, no, my
troublemaker, malandro.
My mom wouldn't let me take off a lot.
Yeah, right.
That was the worst.
Jude's mom to all of her kids just let them get away with murder. If Leo folks was like, oh man, my hair hurts, she'd be like, oh, you can stay. So Texas Optic Texas plays second in KSON Showdown. What time was the finals at?
Like,
I quit at like
3 a.m. We got off at 4:30 a.m. I think.
So you guys stayed on the whole time?
Damn right.
You guys are about your fucking grind.
It was 14 and a half hour stream that day. That was on Saturday. It's a long one.
I man. Feel Especially bad for you K-Son. With your. Can you tell us how it happened? We'll talk. We'll come back to the tournament, KSON's tournament. But what happened? How did you get the?
Oh, with my hand?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't playing in it, so that's. I was like, I was telling my stream, I was like, this is fucking awesome because, like, I can't really play for long. I mean, I could definitely play right now.
Yeah.
But it hurts, and, like, it's annoying to play for a long period of time. I don't know. I was putting up the Christmas tree. I mean, you can still see
the tree real.
You can still see it's like.
Was the tree real? He says.
No. Oh.
He's like, putting up the tree.
It's
man.
Still there. I got fucking like red, and they just hurt, and they're all over my hands. And I've been trying. Now I'm at the point.
It's dust, man. Dust.
Well, now I'm at the point where I don't want to touch my animals. So, but yeah, it's just I just have a rash on my hands. I've been telling my stream.
Gave up on skirt steak, so no more fajita steak. No more petting pets. No more putting up trees. What's next?
Yeah, it's been a tough couple months for me health wise. I must be getting older.
You're just made of glass,
yo,
dude.
Tell me why your hair looks like James's, right? Like James Sellers' hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Similar,
dude. So you gotta let it grow for a while before you get a fade?
No, I'm gonna probably get one soon.
Yeah, it looks good, man.
I think it's at the length now where I can finally get one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this I was all about. I was like, I can't really play the game right now, so I'm going to stay on through this whole fucking thing. I can't really stream. I'm about to watch this whole thing until the wheels fall off.
But for the record, you would have definitely competed in this had you been given the opportunity to.
What do you mean? No, I wouldn't have been able to. It's only 4 pro teams.
Oh.
Yeah, this is just pros.
No, but I'm saying just in general. Like, for example, yesterday or the day before we had a tournament.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, I've been telling my stream. They're like, why aren't you playing in the creator tourneys? I'm like, I literally can't, not because of my hands, different reasons, but yeah, literally can't. So
yeah,
that's neither here or there.
No, neither here nor there.
But I can watch. So I've been watching all the tournaments. Which
Did you watch me play at all? You didn't put the camera on me.
I wasn't live that day. But I did watch you guys a little bit. This motherfucker wasn't even trying.
I know he wasn't. Yeah,
he was making jokes. He was like, "Oh, you got me!" Like I would have been like, "Yo, Hector, lock the fuck in."
I was only 15 pair, bro. Look, bro. So Matt was in the clutch, right? And he's, you know, Matt, he locks in when he's in the clutch. He's quiet. This motherfucker naded the wrong bomb and then got killed. He was like, oh,
I
dude.
Saw that. I saw
I was
that.
Mind-blown. I was
on
like,
rewind, right?
Dude. I was like,
I shook my head, too. I'm like, not only did I.
Hal was shitting on him, dude.
Bro, not only.
Back-to-back 1v1s, Hal, first ever game of Call of Duty was just slamming him. Bro, I was getting so hyped.
Dude, first of all,
Hal was gross.
Like, gross, gross?
And he was raging, too. He's like, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to sound horror. He was hilarious. Imperial Hal.
Oh, yeah, nah, he was decent.
Daltouche was the worst.
How was him and Touche together?
Touche was awful.
I thought Touche was going to be the best.
Touche had no ears. Not. I was like, Touche, rap bomb. He just, concrete. I'm like, brother, I need you to move that bomb. He's like, I don't got ninja. I'm like, brother, can you switch your damn class?
Dude, that I can't get behind that to switch your class shit. It's like every fucking game. Like, I get it. Like, it should have been second nature by like the 13th time that I get in there. But Nate got mad in the end, right? He's like, dude, I've never witnessed something like this when you have to constantly tell somebody to fucking switch their fucking. And I'm like, my bad. In some other cases with fucking maniac, but
now playing with Matt's hilarious, man.
Huh?
He'll randomly be like, fuck! And like, he's dead serious. Just screams top of his lungs.
Ooh, yeah?
Matt.
He's funny.
He's fucking, does shit like this.
Dude, I ran into him yesterday outside. He was on a walk, and I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, yeah, man, I'm proud of you, man. You did all right. I was like, fuck you. No, I didn't. I'm like, are you talking shit still? Like, get over that shit. So I hadn't played the game. I was traveling, dude.
It's all right, man.
No, it's not all right. I felt really bad about it, personally. Because I never thought I'd see the day where I couldn't hold my own. At the very least, hold my own.
Where you weren't even holding your own?
Nah.
Oh,
nah,
man.
Nah. There was flashes of my genius, of course.
Bro, Hex had on like the, I don't even know, the kit to the Amez. It was like a different.
Oh, he just used some crazy, like a conversion?
Yeah.
Or like it just.
Oh, yeah, I picked it up and I was like, who the fuck's using this?
Dude, I swear to God, that's not my gimmick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like my shit plain Jane. Yeah, I don't like all the fancy shit. So, you know, it's no mystery to people is that I don't have as much disposable time as I have disposable income. So I pay somebody in my household. I pay somebody in my household to rank up my weapons. Okay?
I gotta do that shit the next 2 days because we got Warzone dropping and we have a fun stream on Thursday. You're in that shit.
Anyway, where I was getting is that I don't have time to unlock
Thursday
shit.
When Warzone drops?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we're doing like a fun little stream from here, Warzone drop day. All of us are coming here and we're doing like a...
Us three informal.
Yeah, us three informal.
That's a good
one. Hopefully it's quads. I don't know.
I hope it's quads too.
Because I don't know. Rebirth isn't always quads.
The map is fun though.
I'm assuming they're going to have quads just because it's day one. Like, there's no way they don't have quads. They should have every single mode.
That's going to be fun.
It's got to be.
Yeah,
it's
but that's Thursday. I have no guns ranked up. I haven't been able to play.
Dude.
I literally have to rank up all my guns the next 2 days.
Actually,
I had
LMGs,
to have somebody
right?
do that
I gotta
for me.
I got to do LMGs, ARs. Yeah. I got to get my... I'm only like a level 20 right now. I'm assuming I'm going to have to hit like 55. So I got to grind ahead of me the next.
The thing is this, right? Like, I know... Okay, for the fact... Like, if I let somebody account recover my account somewhere else and rank it up, that's an issue, right?
No, you can... But, I mean, I just don't.
The reason I say this is because I'm like, yo, if there's an unlock thing that I can pay to unlock all my, oh, at least the weapons that I use, like, let me use that. I don't have time to fucking.
It's technically, like, not allowed for you to account share, I think. Or actually, I don't know. Is there
Matt, what's the deal
share?
Behind
I have
that?
No idea.
I think you can, but I just typically don't. So
Matt,
I'll just do it myself.
Matt Craig has been ranking up my weapons for the past 5 fucking years, okay? That boy Matt Craig. So if you guys are going to ban somebody from Call of Duty, ban Matt Craig.
This map is cool, though, because, like, this map tells the story of how Nuketown was built. That's, like, the whole thing. So, like, each part of the map, you could, like, this is the mannequin factory that this is where the mannequins were built that were placed around Nuketown. This is the reactor. Like, that's why the map is so, I think it flows
again?
Well.
The
Area 99.
Area 99, something like that.
I hope it's quads.
No, it's got to be quads.
I don't. Again,
it was trios in DC, though. It was me, Ant, and Kenny. We won 5 in a row, of course.
I will say, though,
I thought it was dope.
Same as last year, like this game is really good. I really like last year's game. I really like this year's game.
This shit is about to be so much fun. Because, like, we have. It's like the perfect roadmap right now because, like, we have this dropping on Thursday, and then following Thursday, we get ranked. So it's like we get this to like fuck around with for a week, and then next Thursday, we get ranked play.
Do you have 50 wins in pubs right now? Probably, right?
Dude, I'm going to be playing pubs like the next 2 days. So I'm going
to
be ready.
Because I think we need it for ranked play.
50 wins?
Yeah, 50 wins to get to qualify
Seth,
for ranked play.
You should let me host a lobby and then come in my fucking lobbies. You know what I'm saying?
It's not going to make a difference, bro.
I'm scum.
It's just a matter of time at that point. Like, surely it's going to take, you know, like skill based matchmaking.
We got to make sure.
I'm telling you, you gotta put somebody in charge of ranking your shit up while you sleep.
Probably
I'm telling
the barracks or something.
I mean, why not? I just do it and stream it.
Yeah, true.
That's actually a good call. I got to do all that.
Do that shit. Like,
I'm gonna do the LMGs and I'm gonna make sure I got the wins.
I felt embarrassed, like most of the subs, just in case, because you never know what's gonna be good. Like, what if the Tanto's the best sub? You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know what's going to be good in Warzone.
Too. That's the funny part.
So I got to do
sniper,
all the subs.
That gun is fire.
I'm going to rank up the Ames and the Jackal. I'm just going to go with, like, the two guns we use. Because surely...
No, dude. What's that AEK gun? The burst gun that's fucking insane in pubs? Called, like, the AEK?
Oh, it's what Matt uses. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, that gun, that might be meta. No bullshit. It's fucking insane.
The three-gun burst?
Yeah, but if you put rapid fire on it, I think it's, like, almost... It's close to 100%. Of like,
oh, I know you're talking
close
about
close to 100% increase. So, like, dude, the thing just shoots so fast and it one bursts, it's insane.
I know what you're talking about.
The AEK, I'm gonna have to fucking do that.
This Kayson tournament, though, what do we think? I feel bad for Kayson because, like, essentially the game is broken and all the delays were nobody's fault that were actually there. I mean, the game is just broken. So, Codcaster's broken, starting lobbies is broken, and they finally figured it out at like 2 a.m. when we were already there for 12 hours, but the ending was pretty smooth. It was just so late.
What was the problem the whole time?
Just they couldn't start the game. Codcaster was bugging. They couldn't get the game to start because like the rules kept resetting every single time they went to start it. So there were just like hours of delays. Like I remember we were.
I mean, it took 14 and a half hours for a four-team tournament.
We were seven hours in and they played five maps. But it was still like it was awesome tournament. I think the production was very good. It was at the same place we did the Founders Land. I thought it was good. Kayson did what he could, and it was fun to watch. Thieves took it home. We placed second. I think people are already overreacting.
No.
What are they saying?
To a preseason tournament. What do you think they're saying? Of course, it's.
I don't think anyone.
People
was
saying Thieves better, Optic better. It's just the same conversation we're probably going to hear all year.
It was a preseason exhibition, like, land, basically.
Yeah,
it's like most of these teams haven't... Well, we haven't really even scrimmed that much, but I'm assuming...
We start today. Today's the first day.
I'm assuming most of these teams really haven't scrimmed that much, so...
Well, Cloud9, who placed last, apparently had, like, way more reps than everybody here, which is crazy.
I saw Kayson in the Kaisenat celebration when he...
Yeah.
I was like, wait, is that fucking Kayson? He's from that squad?
Yeah, Kayson hangs out with them.
Yeah, good people, Kayson.
Yeah, it was a cool tournament to watch. Shouts out Kayson for even getting it. Everyone's just saying how many people he had to convince to allow this, because usually it's like spin the wheel tournaments, like two people from each team like pair up. This was like straight up like a preseason exhibition to show us what's in store for the year. So,
And
I'm not going to lie, the game wasn't really that fun to watch during like the 2v2 tournaments just because like it's like different pairings. It's just not as interesting to watch, in my opinion, as like full teams, obviously. This shit was fun to watch. Like, I think we're in for a good year of competitive.
Hacienda, I think, is going to help a lot. I can't wait for Hacienda. Yeah, I think it's instantly going to become the best competitive map in the game. Yeah, it's going to be a good year.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
The only thing I don't like is that right now the rumors that the league starts in December and the first event's in February. So it was just a lot of downtime between the start of the league and then the February launch.
Isn't
and also
how it
the league.
Is, though? It's usually like the game comes out.
Correct, but it's not how it should be. Because when we have the influx of viewership, there should be an event to try and keep people involved. Instead, you lose the eyes and then you host the tournament. Like, I think we should have a major in fucking the end of December.
And rank plays dropping hella early this year.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, but I'm just worried that it, like, that boom that we always get from rank play, like, we're going to get it early now, and hopefully it doesn't, like, trail off.
Suffer in the end?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even know what I can talk about or not talk about. I don't know. I think it's good. I'm glad that they let them play ahead of the thing. The other thing is, like, obviously, since it's not the same rules as the original CDL, I think it's a little bit different. You're allowed to compete with your same team as long as it's not on the actual CDL team that you're playing on. I think that's why they allowed it this year. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the year to come. I do like the game. I love the way it feels. It looks. It's good. I had fun playing in that tournament, and I look forward to playing more. I can't. I was embarrassed, man. I can't suck at Call of Duty, man.
I just can't wait for rank play, bro. Because again, I haven't been able to play these tournaments and shit. So it's like rank play will finally
gonna be so fun.
Get to play with the boys too. Like rank play is just so much fun.
Yeah. So, Zinni, before we started, you were telling me if I would. You were asking me if I would take the $60 million.
Yeah.
So explain that to me. What is the offer, and what are the deal points essentially?
So what Kai said, and I think this is exactly what he said, Kick before his first subathon, like the day before, called him, and they were like, we'll give you $60 million to stream half of it on Kick, and then I think announce you're going to Kick after it. Yeah, see, Kai revealed they offered him $60 million to stream his first subathon there, and then he would have to join Kick.
What would you
$60 million is a crazy number.
I would have said, where do I sign?
$60 million.
I would have just kept it real. Are you kidding me?
They offered me $60 million, chat. Do I sign this shit or no? Are y'all cool with me?
They would have even said yes.
Yeah, I know.
They would have been like, hell yeah.
But so the argument some people are making is like, would Kai still get the same deals like McDonald's, Nike, if he went to Kick? Because I do think Kick comes with a certain reputation that kind of scares people away.
That is the platform. You can put a good person in the worst situations. The person's still the thing. And what he brings to that is maybe Kick is working. I don't know anybody at Kick. I don't even know. I've never been to Kick as a platform. How about that? Yeah. All right. So, but if they are trying to sort of guide the conversation towards them not just being known as the bad kids in the, as you're saying,
yeah.
I think that, you know, moving somebody along like this to sort of flip the script of the reputation, I think is definitely feasible to do.
The way I think, like, Twitch isn't doing deals anymore, I don't think. But in my head, there's no way there's no deal with Kai behind the scenes. I'm like, how do you, if you're Twitch, how do you not retain this guy?
Yeah,
this guy's averaging 150,000 viewers. He gets upwards to 300K, 400K. He's bringing in guests like Kevin Hart, John Cena. Like, he's putting Twitch, like, Twitch has always been the streaming platform, but he's elevating it to, like, a whole entirely different world. Like, it's not even just a guy behind a camera anymore. You saw the behind the scenes production?
Yeah, it's insane.
He's got a whole team, and then
it looks like an MLG event.
It looks like the MLG event, dude.
People are arguing like this isn't even streaming anymore, but it's like he started the same way as what we do, right? Like I'm at home.
Who's saying that it isn't even streaming?
People are saying that regular streamers can't compete with him anymore.
Why?
Because of his production value.
Excuses,
which I'm like,
dude.
But he started where we started, you know what I mean? Like, you can't fault the guy for fucking upping his production tenfold like any of us would do if you reach that level.
I don't know if I would up my production level that much if I was there. Like, I certainly didn't up. I tried hiring Matt to do my vlog, to record it and edit it, and in the end, it just didn't work for me. So I don't think that applies to everyone, but people should be happy at the fact that, you know, all that money that he's making, majority of it, because this is not cheap. If you count the amount of people that are there, like, those are full-time job employees.
They got catering.
They got catering, of course.
This is an MLG event.
Well, also, all the revenue he makes from this stream, he's giving 20% of it is going to building a school in Nigeria, I think.
Yeah.
Which people still find a way to complain about.
Yeah.
People, they're like, oh, you chose this area instead of this. And there's always something that people will say, but what he's doing is awesome. The one thing I think he's a fucking psycho for is he tweeted Elon Musk the other day saying, I want to be the first person to stream from space.
Yeah.
I would never go to space.
You'd never go to space?
Never. No. I have no want to go to space.
What if it was like 100%
safe? I don't trust
it
because my shit would go down. I know for a fact I'm not making it back.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something.
You're just floating in space? You're the spaceman?
Yeah.
As a person that has bungee jumped and skydived, I would totally go to space.
Hell yeah.
I would do neither of those. You go to space? Would you go to space? I know you're not going to
Seth
space.
No, Seth wouldn't even go to fucking Tampa.
I don't do helicopters.
Matt is out of his mind. I was like, I'm on the pod. He's texting me. I was like, I'm on the podcast right now. He's like, give me a shout out if you care. Ha, prove it. Ha. I'm like, dude, relax. Like, what is this guy's out of his mind?
Hey, Elon, I would like to be the first streamer to stream and say, yo, chat from space. I believe you are the only person that can help me achieve this goal. Let's make history. Yeah.
It's just going to happen, too.
Yeah, 100%. It's a simulation, man.
You think it's going to
happen? Whatever you want to do, you're going to do. Go down a little bit. Power. Power GPU. Let us join you in this historic moment and give away PCs from space.
Grinding.
Love it.
Oh, man. He had Serena Williams on with him last night.
Damn.
Yep.
Really?
I didn't see that.
I saw...
That's a legend right
there. I somehow ended up on my Twitter For You page last night, and I saw, like, the senior marketing guy from McDonald's talking about it. He was like, one of the things for our deal with Kai is we promised to bring on cool guests. So they got him John Cena, iCarly, and now Serena Williams. So that's a really cool partnership because McDonald's is like helping bring people into the world.
You mean Miranda Cosgrove.
His exact words were iCarly, so that's why I said that.
Sure.
But he had Good Luck Charlie on. He's just a different...
What's Good Luck Charlie?
It's
the Disney show.
That, oh, really?
Yeah, remember that Disney show, Good Luck Charlie, with the kid? The little blonde girl?
Nah.
Yeah, that was the show.
I don't really remember.
He had the cast of that on. It's the way I describe Kai is it's
must-watch
reality TV at all times.
Yeah.
Like you can tune in every time, and you never know what you're going to see. You see Coyote Peterson dumping roaches on his head with snakes in the room.
That shit was
the next hour, Kayson in there with Marshmello.
That was fire. Marshmello gifted him two custom like Marshmello heads. One was like matte black and one he like signed with like a cool design.
Yeah, that's
on it.
Fire.
I'm like, yo, that shit was low-key fire.
He's 11 days in. He has 19 days left and he already shattered the record. He's on pace for 1 million subscribers.
Nah.
If he hits 1 million subscribers, that is like the craziest shit in the world.
If he hits a million, that's fucking crazy.
Is this going on right now, Matt?
He's gonna.
Shit's hilarious. Who thinks of this?
Whoa.
This is the guy on TikTok. He's like the NPC TikTok guy. And if you go on TikTok, all he does is sit there thanks for the rose. Thanks for the money.
Yeah.
And while Kai's sleeping, he just has this kid doing this the entire time.
So that's Kai right here sleeping.
Kai's sleeping behind him.
Well, how the fuck can he even sleep?
And if you give 10, bubbles blow on Kai. If you 25, like the room shakes. 50 is a horn and 100 is a siren.
Is that one of the bubbles?
This guy's doing drum. No, it's an actual bubble.
I was about that's the biggest.
Yeah, it's an actual bubble.
Who's that in the background?
The dude that's with the red drum eye. Guy. Yeah, if you gift 100 subs, he starts playing the drums.
This shit is hilarious, man.
Wait, so I'm not. That's gonna be the.
How does he sleep? He just doesn't?
He got used to like, he's just accustomed to go crazy.
He's
got to
be awake.
He's not awake. There's no way.
What?
But the funny thing is chat's cool enough to where they would come together and be like, nah, let him sleep. Let him sleep.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what's cool.
So 85,000 people right now. Bro, that's insane.
85,000 people.
Ripping ads. Oh, I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
Yeah, listen, I think this is one of the most interesting things like that we're seeing unfold before us, right? Like, obviously, I was watching the Colin and Samir show where they talk about how this election was won because of podcasting, and that one of them, I think it's Colin. Colin said that he kind of got it, but he never truly understood the power of media as it stands, or new media as it stands today. Insane. 124 million views in podcasts Trump got versus Kamala, who only got 4 million views. And not to compare, but when you are someone who is trying to get a specific group of people to activate to go do something at the polls, like this dude.
Bro, crypto's been going crazy.
Yep. I didn't get into Bitcoin, and I'm losing my mind.
It's been going
crazy. Wait, what? What'd you say?
I didn't get into Bitcoin, and I'm losing my mind.
Oh, not I.
It was at like 40,000. It's at 90.
No, it's at 20,000. Oh, yeah.
Brother.
Look at that shit. 80s. I know Matt was fucking so hype.
Bro, it's been going nuts.
Yeah.
I was up to like 2 a.m. last night just sending off little ones just bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
Bing. I was just sending them off. I was like, I can't go to bed right now.
Yeah.
I was just farming.
You were buying random shit?
No, just like waiting for it to dip. 5%, buying in, waiting for it to go back up 5%, selling it.
Oh, wait.
Just little flips. Just bing, bing, bing.
You were night trading.
Oh. I was going crazy in bed.
Fucking
I was like, it's not right now.
Not right now.
I was like, I'm making money right now.
You gave her the Heisman?
Oh, so it goes down like 5% by the minute? Like,
no, not by the minute.
It can fluctuate like that?
It takes like, it would take a bit for it to like go down.
That is hilarious.
I mean, dude, it's got to get to 100. No, it's not. Not me. I'm not talking about anything. I remove what I just said. The whole thing's been going nuts. Just go back to the thing, Matt. Go back to our homepage. On this 60 million, to answer the question that we started with this thing, if I'm him, I don't think that I do it because he has seen what has happened with... You know, what happened with Ninja, what happened with all of them, right? I mean, You could tell that, you know, to lose momentum like that, what? You're going to get that money regardless.
Ninja flies private.
Yeah. Oh, listen. Of course. Of course.
He's all right. Tyler. That guy does well.
I take it back. If you were to look at the ninja situation, I think that was perfectly played. 60 million's fucking
crazy, dude. 60 took the bag, million's crazy.
He ran with the bag and went back to Twitch in the end.
I mean,
I wonder how long the kick deal was, because he had to go to kick after.
If it's for if, one if year, it's like a 5 year
thing, I'm like, that's also true.
Yeah, that's also true. That's a good point.
Because I don't think he wants to do that. That's a good point. I don't think they would have made him gamble, because I think if you're kick, you're like, listen, this guy has to do whatever the fuck he wants to do. We can't. If we want him on our platform, it's on his terms. Like, we'd be stupid to make this guy do something that he doesn't do already. You know what I mean? But who knows?
Yeah.
Right. Good for him, though, man. That guy's a different breed.
Yeah.
A lot of people, when they hit that level, take their foot off the gas. He's streaming 30 days straight and setting new records. Like, that's what you got to tip.
Yeah.
I mean, we have one of them right there.
Yeah, I know. Me, it's been wild few rides. Yeah, been a wild ride recently.
Yeah, you and Scump.
I was making a joke because you were pointing at him.
Well, you're pointing at me?
Oh, yo.
I was saying, you haven't taken your foot off the gas.
OG Fortnite's back? I feel like that happens once a month. Am I tripping?
I know, right?
It's back again?
It's back again.
Yeah, it's back for like full time December 6th.
This is not a drill. Yo, it is actually crazy, though, how many kids still play.
This
is their COD. You know what I'm saying? Like,
a lot of people still play Fortnite that I like. No.
And guess what it doesn't compare to still?
Yeah. What?
Yep.
And guess what's still king?
OG's coming back in this Minecraft.
Of course.
Minecraft is, I don't understand.
It's the greatest game that's ever been made.
It's crazy to me.
I'm about to start my subathon.
Jeez. Fortnite still has that many players? That is fucking insane. 3 million 24-hour peak? Damn. Call of Duty, I think I saw the other day, had like
130.
No, like 400.
Oh.
1,000?
I wonder what a launch for Call of Duty looks like. Like, I wonder like what the first few days looked like. If it's millions or if it's just hundreds of thousands.
I'm sure Matt Craig could probably pull that information up for us.
If he really, really wanted to.
If Matty really put his mind to it, he could get us that information.
But the thing that's hard with Call of Duty is it's on so many different things. It's on Steam, it's on Battle.net, like... It's on so many different... It's on console. Like, there's so many different... I mean, so is Fortnite.
Tencent or Call of Duty Live or online, remember?
I don't know if they, like...
Count those?
Yeah, I don't know if they put all that in to the same, like, to the same graph. But there's so many different platforms that it's on.
Mountain Dew has always been your go-to for a refreshing citrus kick and your go-to for gaming rewards. Starting in November, Mountain Dew Game Fuel is back with the beloved Citrus Cherry, along with an exciting new option, Citrus Blackberry. Look for codes on specifically marked packages of Mountain Dew. Enter them at MountainDewGaming.com to bank points and redeem those points for epic gaming rewards like consoles, custom merchandise, or a month of Xbox Game Pass for new users. The rewards marketplace is filled with new items, including DLC for World of Warcraft, Diablo, Madden, and more. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 or older, subject to program terms at MountainDewGaming.com, ends January 31st, 2025. Void where prohibited. Have you guys ever spent a lot of money and you don't like when you're spending money when you're spending it? Doesn't that suck? It does, because then you run out of money when you used to have it and you don't have it anymore and then you run out. Isn't that bad? Well, the way to fix that is to get Rocket Money. Rocket Money takes all these little subscriptions that you might be paying for that you don't even know that you're paying for, and they fix it, giving you more money in your pocket. Can you name every single subscription that you have? Probably not. I would put money on it, but we're talking about losing money, so actually I won't do that. I know I can't name all of mine, and I'm not alone. I just learned that over 74% of people have subscriptions that they have forgotten about. With Rocket Money, I don't have to remember every single subscription or worry about forgetting any, because I can see them all laid out right in front of me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. See all of your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. If there's any subscriptions that you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them with just a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/optic. That's rocketmoney.com/optic. rocketmoney.com/OPTIC. Do you like superheroes? Well, go play Marvel Snap. Marvel Snap is an award-winning collectible card game that combines deep strategy, a unique snapping mechanic, your favorite Marvel characters, and thousands of unique card art variants created by renowned artists to collect and use. Marvel Snap gameplay is awesome. It's fast-paced matches. Each game takes only 3 minutes. The objective is winning 2 of 3 locations by having a higher total power than your opponent. There's diverse locations, there's unique decks that you can use, and there's also ranked play. I know if you're watching this, you love a little bit of ranked play because we do it all the time. Win ranked battles to earn cosmic cubes. Rank up every 7 cubes that you collect. There's also a snap mechanic, and there's a lot of strategy going on. Like, are you confident in your deck, or do you want to bluff it off? There's also a vast collection of cards. There's more than 270 cards in Marvel Snap with over 2,000 unique art variants to collect from beloved artists. It's a great game. It's great art. It's great to collect. It's a fun time. Go check out Marvel Snap. Download the Marvel Snap app now. Available on the App Store, Google Play, and Steam, or visit marvelsnap.com to learn more. Are you guys having problems performing in the bedroom? I've got a fix for you. It's Hims. Guys, sometimes intimate moments happen spontaneously, and you want to always be ready so that you can perform in the bedroom. Hims provides access to treatments that can help you stay hard and last longer, giving you the confidence that you need to be ready whenever the mood strikes. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have time to go to a doctor's office and get treated for ED. Through Hims, you can get a personalized ED treatment without stepping foot outside of your door, which is very convenient. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing you with access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your own home. The process is 100% online, and there's no need for any uncomfortable doctor's visits. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. With hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, Hims can help you find the ED option that works for you. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/optic. That's hims.com/optic for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/optic. The products mentioned are chewable compound products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscriptions required. Price varies based on product and subscription plans.
Fortnite just does collabs to like the best level I've ever seen a game do. Like they'll have the Marvel superheroes in there you can play as. They'll have artists like Juice WRLD you can go play as.
You
like
saw that Eminem.
No game's
shoot
doing
the
gun, that.
It's the Rap God song.
Yeah,
that shit's fire.
Yeah, so good.
So now Fortnite good. Does it right.
Yeah, no, that's insane. The OG's cool coming back, though. What'd you say?
The Rap God shit where you shoot the LMG in Fortnite and the lyrics are throughout every bullet. I'm beginning to feel like...
Oh, that's how it is?
Yeah, it's sick. So sick. It's genius, whoever came up with that. Can we talk about this Nate shot leaking his Twitter? Like, that was not a leak. He wanted to put people on notice.
The only way that you can do that, in my opinion.
Is without, if you have that much?
No. The only way, I asked him last night, I was like, motherfucker, did you leak it or were you trying to flex? And he was like, no, I swear. He did say he swore that he didn't leak it on purpose.
But he had this page up, so he was looking at it.
But the only way
There's no reason to have this page up unless you're going to see how much you're making.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the only way you can do this. Because if you do go into this page, it will save in your history bar as like your analytics page. It will save as this. That's the only way is if you're looking on your game on your gaming PC, if you're on a dual PC setup, and then you accidentally like type in Twitch and then hit like enter really quickly, yeah, and it goes to,
it'll go to the last
to
one.
This page. Because, like, if you want to go to this, you got to click, you got to drop down the you know, revenue tab, or you got to go to your analytics overview. Like, you got to drop down that and then click it again. So that's two clicks.
Yeah.
And it's hard to fucking, you know, like, so, I mean, I don't know. He said he didn't do it on purpose.
Do you believe him? I didn't know it.
I believe him because he swore
something
important.
I saw him yesterday and, like, I hadn't been online all day, so I didn't know about it. I would have asked him right there and then. I'm like, yo, why you do that, man?
That's
you
a good month.
That shit? That's
yeah,
a good
that's
month.
A great
yeah.
month.
That's a very, very good, good month.
Good for him, man.
400 hours streamed. I mean, dude, subathons. See, the subathons are just.
I saw. He got a lot of backlash for this, and people are like, I'm demoralized by this. I do want to say he is one of very, very few that can do a subathon and find this level of success. This is not like a normal. Yeah. Oh, this streamer did a subathon and made this much. Like this is also
a decade of hard work.
This is a 0.0001% thing that happened to get leaked. Like
when
this is not a normal at all.
Wasn't a thing. He was streaming.
So when me and Matt went into Seth's, we saw triple that.
That's not true.
yeah, this is, hey, good for him, man. So happy for him. Especially, obviously, he just moved to over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of things. So I'm glad that this happened to my friend.
I texted him. I was like, yo, dinner's on you for sure now.
You told him the same thing.
Oh, yeah, when's our dinner?
Let's go ASAP. Jude doesn't...
We still get our congratulatory dinner for the race.
Yeah, but this is the thing, though.
Catch is opening up. Like, I set notifications, and I'm getting notifications every day. Reservation
okay, cool.
for two available. All right,
let's go.
It's got to be tomorrow night if we're going to do it. Because once Warzone and shit drops... I mean, everyone's going to be one to grind that.
I'm in.
It's got to be tomorrow night. Because, dude, think about it. Warzone drops Thursday, and then Rank drops next Thursday. When the fuck are we going to go to dinner?
I think I can make that happen.
Make it happen.
I can be available.
Now,
this is
where it becomes difficult, okay? I say, yeah, let's go out to dinner. It's easy to get blah, blah, blah. But then they're like, all right, are we bringing the significant others? That's the other
My
thing.
Girl's working. Perfect.
So I'm down. I mean, I'd love to take Liv and Jude everywhere I go,
nah,
of course.
Sorry is.
did you stream
for 7 days straight?
Yeah, this is our congratulatory dinner.
Yes. Dude, you guys deserve more than that. I'm going to do two dinners. You guys...
You don't want to touch my hand, but this is fantastic.
No, I want
Take
to do,
my strong hand.
No, I want to do two dinners. You guys killed it. I would not have been able to do that.
And
you
Mark's
were,
coming.
You would not have been able to do that. Huh? Yeah, of course. He's welcome. Of course.
You coming?
First off... There's a reason why I couldn't do it. You can't just say on the podcast. That's you wouldn't have been able to do it. There's a reason why I didn't.
No, you wouldn't have been able to sleep there and stay here for a full week.
What's the reason?
But I know, but it, like something happened. That's why I wasn't able.
Yeah, something happened to me too. I went on a family vacation to Madrid.
He was in Madrid. You're
getting
talking about serious shit. He was on vacation.
You know, you guys know, obviously, I don't drink every night. It was tequila shots every night.
Every night?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, I knew. When I saw 25 gifted in each stream, I said, he's battered. And then he sent a text.
Yeah.
Sent a text of 12 shot
actually,
glasses.
Actually, tomorrow night?
Yeah.
It's the only day we can do it. I'm not.
Right, set it up.
Day.
Somebody set it up. I'm not setting it up.
Where do you guys
want to
go?
I'm not setting it up.
Where are we going?
Should we say it right here?
Yeah, this
comes out Thursday.
Mr. Charles.
You want to go to Mr.?
Yeah, I haven't been since... I haven't been there in a while.
I'm
Jude doesn't like going there anymore.
What time though?
Doesn't
what
like
time?
Going there anymore?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, she had a bad experience. We don't know if it was the liquor or something. Cut this part because I don't want to talk shit on my favorite restaurant here in Dallas. You know,
that place is so good.
Yeah.
What time are we going? Like 8?
8.
Well, we have content. I got a stream.
I don't know what time.
Let's do 7.
7 is more reasonable than 8. At 8 o'clock, I'm already like washing my face.
Fuck me.
How many we got? 1, 2, 3, 4.
How about 7:30?
5, 6.
Whatever. I guess I'm losing sleep over this.
7:30 dinner? That's not bad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But you think you would have been able to sleep in there for 24/7?
I mean, I would have.
No, be honest with yourself.
We're doing it again next year.
Because I know that I couldn't do it, and you and I are like this. And I know that you would not do it, because I wouldn't be able to do it. I'm snoring my ass off.
I'm making money. I would do it. You think I want to sit there and not make paper? Like, what?
No, I would say the first 2 days were very hard to sleep. Night one, no AC was miserable.
Oh, night one.
That was
come on.
Night
next
one,
year, that can't happen.
The no AC was miserable.
We
day two
day,
was hard.
We went into day one, all of us on zero sleep. Like the first day of the game.
Okay, that was choice.
That was miserable.
That was choice.
Once you get accustomed to the environment, though, it becomes easier.
No, it wasn't. The AC
once you get used
on.
To everything.
Oh,
like,
you couldn't sleep because of the AC.
It was hot. It was 14 PCs.
Whatever. I'm getting two dinners because I wouldn't have been able to do it. I wouldn't be able to. I don't even know how I'll do it next year.
This is fantastic.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's just mental. Is a mental fortitude that I just don't have.
This is fantastic. Yes.
But now sleeping became easier as time went on. Like towards the end, I was sleeping kind of fine.
I am miserable.
Because I would just sleep like a rock. Like the first couple days, I kept getting woken up. George and fucking TSD were coming through like fucking banging pans. Like 4 a.m.
I didn't wake up to that somehow.
Oh, I woke up to it.
No, I couldn't do it. I got to be in bed by 9, and I don't know. All right, I'm excited to see what we come up with for next year. Obviously, it was a successful run, so we have to run it back. I will be a part of it. I got to figure out how. I think that if I did what Nick did, like go in and like set up my own little
he cheated.
Fucking tent shit.
That was cheating, but I didn't call him out for it.
Why? How? Just he's still in the office.
Yeah, but he brought it.
No. And it's not like you can see anyone sleeping either.
Yeah, you
that
can.
Is cheating.
When I go up there, you know Tony's up there. And then and then I feel
why,
like
because the bed's like
I feel like
shit?
Coming down is like
here he
a
is.
Thing.
It's his day. It's
like,
it's time to start
like,
the day.
Like when you saw a skunk come down the ladder, everyone's like, yeah, he's
it's
awake.
Time, it's time
okay,
to start
okay,
the day.
Okay, okay. Listen, if no one minds...
Moving out of the room is cheating, no matter what
okay,
way,
okay.
Well, no
what
matter
if,
what way
so,
you slice it.
Okay, what if it's in the... So as long as you're in front of the camera, it's not cheating.
Yeah, correct. You put
if you sleep
on the ground.
If you sleep somewhere else, okay.
If you get off camera and go over here and you're getting better sleep than everyone else, that's
yeah.
cheating.
Yeah.
Or, I love Nick to death.
But. Or if you can be seen, like Pamaj was sleeping on the couch and I'm not sure if the camera could see him.
Yeah,
that
counts.
But like we were like, yeah, Pam's right there sleeping. That's like enough.
Dude,
I didn't know where Nick was. I had to go look for him.
I'm such a loud snorer, bro.
You're not worse than Davis.
At the house when we were doing the
yeah.
Like a man snore. You know, I'm not embarrassed by it. I just don't want to distract the stream.
Nothing to be embarrassed about.
So you're in next year? I mean, next year?
In Miami, I heard it.
What are we doing, though?
You guys are both in next year.
100%.
All right, you get 30 minutes of game time a day.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure a lot of shit out then.
How about this? I won't be in it, but I'll be more on it.
No, you can be in it if you want. We're just going to have to figure out shifts because this year we did 5 and shifts were already
I'm not
like,
playing. I'm not. I,
oh, you just want to like be on camera?
I just want to be on camera.
Oh, then fuck you. Yeah. Then that's easy.
I'll get a couple games.
It was so much fun looking back at it.
Now you miss it?
Yeah, well, it's crazy. It was already, what, 2.5 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago? We started the 23rd?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
We started the
23rd at night because the game came out 24th in the morning, remember? Because New Zealand. So we started like a whole...
From when it ended, it's been 12 days. It's only
oh,
been,
really?
It's only been... Because we ended on Halloween.
Dude, time is crazy to me.
It's only been 12 days.
Like,
it
I think
like
back
it
to your...
So
bro, his wedding was 4 months ago, 5 months ago. You know how crazy that is? I feel like we were in Florence like 2 weeks ago. Isn't that crazy how that works?
Flies, man. You gotta,
yeah, yeah.
You gotta
time does
take
fly.
Advantage of it, man.
Like time is the craziest thing to me. This is a whole different conversation, but
dude.
I always think about that. How like how insane it is.
Amen. It gets shorter the older you get.
Scroll down a little bit, Matt Craig.
We're answering questions from Twitter. Let's see some
yes.
of these. Let's see some of these questions.
I love this section. This new section. This works wonders on the Pine Park After Dark. Okay, Jake Lucky. Counter Strike when? ASAP. Jacob Hale. What about it works for you? Crimson shout out. Hilarious. Cole Martin, what's your favorite thing about being in Optic? The brotherhood. Going through shit together and fucking coming out on top because we went through shit together. All right, so I'm the only one answering you guys? Cool.
You know, I like the...
I was going to say the same thing.
I like being surrounded by like-minded individuals where I can go to anybody and I can go to Hitch and be like, what do you think about this? Or I can text Roger about a thumbnail or I can say, yo, let's do this stream and then we travel... Honestly, it's kind of like one big, it's honestly a dream. I mean, we get to travel, eat good food, watch Call of Duty. I mean, we have a really good group, fun
game.
Got
a good thing going on, man.
Yeah.
Great
a good
thing.
Sitcom. It's a good sitcom.
What Call of Duty player have you teamed with that has the worst diet?
Capsule.
Say it again?
Bro, I'm not going to lie. All of them. I've never seen like, I've never, all pros have bad diets, dude. Because especially when we were playing here, every day Chick-fil-A, literally every day, Chick-fil-A, Panera, like.
Capsule and tea, Gio. They used to pre-fire. They used to go on Uber Eats. And it'd be like 6 p.m. at night, we're hanging out at dinner, and they'd schedule an Uber Eats delivery for like 10 a.m. So they wake up and go to their door, and I'm like, you guys are huge, bro. That's like next level.
It's actually pretty smart.
It's smart, but like you're big for that.
What Call of Duty player? I read that. Question for Hex. In the last 4 years, getting Optic back, what do you feel like has been the biggest accomplishment getting Optic back and staying together? It's what it is. Oh, wait. What is something that you want or wanted to accomplish but haven't yet? So much. I don't know. I wouldn't even know where to begin. I guess putting them on a list would be a good way to start.
There you go. Write it down. Visualize it. You know?
The Optic Collector. Can I be on the podcast in the future to talk Optic history and collectibles? No. But I do. not on this podcast. But I do want to have. I do want to have a conversation. I'm supposed to have a Discord call with these guys, the collectors, the Optic collectors. They don't collect just Optic stuff. They collect a bunch of stuff, but I, as a collector myself, I do want to you know, have those conversations.
What was one thing early in your career you wish you had dedicated more time to?
That's a good question.
YouTube.
Yeah, I would say YouTube as well, to be honest.
I shouldn't have taken those 3 years off.
I don't really have anything, to be honest. Is there a possibility of a race to iridescent stream? We kind of talked about it, but that wouldn't even be like a race because, I mean, you hit like the top rank in the first day.
Yeah, now we're going to be... Matt, can you click on the second one right here?
If you play for like a full eight-hour day...
Yeah, no, it's going to be quick as shit.
You're getting there pretty quickly, but I do think that would be... I mean, it's a cool concept, but like,
dude,
It would be like...
I should do the fucking subathon road to iridescent. I never get there.
I like
just always live.
Solo?
Ever.
I like this question.
All right, go ahead, read it out.
Being in the landscape for so long, obviously the atmosphere of the gaming industry has grown exponentially. Is the atmosphere now better or worse than it was 10 to 12 years ago? And if it is better now, do you still miss the Wild West days of content and gaming back then? I think there's a lot more money in it now, and I think people, if you're at the on the upper side of it, you make more money. I think back then, though, we're like the grassroots, and I feel like the camaraderie that was around back then doesn't really exist like it used to. Like back then, the whole community was like one big family, and now it feels a lot more separate.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the culture was better back then, but now the opportunity for individuals is better now.
Yeah, like back then there was some money being made, but like. It was also because of how young we were. I mean, to be like 14, 15, 16, traveling around and like getting those experiences that young was kind of like unheard of.
Yep.
Like my parents, I remember they let me go to my first tournament alone. And that was like, that wasn't really a thing. Like letting your 15-year-old fly to a tournament to hang out with a bunch of people that they, because back then my grandma was like, Anthony, you don't know who you're talking to. Like, you know what I mean? It was just a different culture. I agree with you. Yeah. I think back then was more tight-knit. And like fun and getting to grow it was amazing.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something, okay? We're still in it. You know, it only seems like the Wild West was 10 years ago, but if you look at this thing from an established esports, the way that the NFL is established or the way that the NBA is established, like we are still in the first, not even in the first half of this thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're still in it. It just feels that way that we were in the Wild West back then. But, I mean, obviously, if you look at the state of the entire industry as it stands today, there's still a bunch of things that needs to be figured out, right? What is a developer's role in esports, for example, is definitely one of them. Can't blame them. They set out to be an art project, an interactive art project. They made games because they loved making games. And then, like anything else, the second that the business thing started to come in, then obviously people with more experience wanted to sort of mold and shift everything. But we're still literally in it right fucking now. Is or isn't allowed?
But I will say the league has to be better, though, because I think back with, specifically Call of Duty, when we were coming up, the path to pro was much more...
Like, understood.
It was possible. Now the path to pro is nearly impossible.
Yeah.
Like if you're
I wouldn't say impossible. You just gotta.
It's the same as it was.
You just gotta stick out.
No, it's very difficult now because we have so many less spots.
Okay,
you don't have the open bracket to get to play against the pros.
I just don't like the word impossible because it's definitely it's not impossible,
but it's a lot harder than it used to be.
To that, though, I'll say, think about back in the day when we first started. The community wasn't as big, right? Okay, is the community bigger now than it was back then?
I think it might be bigger back then than it is now.
Dude, I think it might be, crazily.
You're saying that there was more
during
people
on... During the golden days of Call of Duty.
You think that there was more people on YouTube back then creating content than there is today?
Which means
that there weren't that many people consuming the content back then, right? So back then, there was a cap because only X amount of people were watching it. Now, there's so many people doing it that you sort of... You're at the whims of standing out back then, and standing out now didn't matter. Like,
I think back then, Call of Duty was the it game, where, like, Call of Duty was the game. All the celebrities are playing it, and they still do, but, like, now there's competition. Now you have Apex, Fortnite, and I just think it's more saturated now, so eyes can go elsewhere. Like, you know, you can watch... This game, but back then
there were no eyes, is what I'm saying. So it's the same thing. When there was no eyes, now there's too many.
Yeah.
And now attention spans are fucking
That is crazy.
It's just oversaturated. It's like there's everyone's doing it now. It's just... I
saw something recently.
Yeah, no, man.
And this was the best way to put it. So COVID not only changed... COVID was a time warp because for 2 to 4 years, it was just like a snap of a finger. But that was also when TikTok blew up, and that's when the combination of like the isolation and being inside all the time with TikTok just completely changed brains. Because now the way you consume content is so different.
Yeah.
Like I used to be able to watch TV shows. That was my thing. And now I still can, but I'm checking my phone way more than I used to.
100%.
Because you're constantly looking for like that quick dopamine hit.
I'm checking Coinbase.
But it's crazy.
I was fucking just fucking ripping them last. You should have saw me in bed. Felt like the wolf of Wall Street. Yeah, dude. I was throwing little, just planting them. I'd be like, watch them grow a little bit. Be like, ooh, it's time to harvest. I was loving that shit.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's my boy Watts right there. He's always in the stream. Best memory you have since joining Optic? Dude, that's such a hard question. There's so much shit to narrow down.
Hex, will we ever see support from the AM scene from Optic, like what Zuma is doing for FC Black Official and what Chituwanga is doing with TPC Circuit? I think we're doing a lot right now. In order for us to do something like that, there'll have to be some level of help from someone else. The other thing is like if I'm FaZe, I wouldn't let it's just different thoughts on different things. It's not even about that though. Like it is not even up to us at this point, right? It's the owner of the game and what they choose to do with what we built. So
wait, when do the new jerseys drop? That's a good question, Swoosh. Wait, am I allowed to say that?
So I think on the first game, usually, Matt, when do we usually release them? Joey doesn't know either.
No one knows, I guess.
any future potential venture into another esports? Sure, we're always on the look, but right now we're trying to make work within the boundaries of what we have right now.
Opinions on the rumored new CDL format.
So the new CDL format is essentially the same kind of format, but I guess a few less matches, but there's online tournaments.
Yeah.
But I don't like, I think they're trying to do it, but it's not going to be the same because what made the 2Ks back in the day so special is you had all the different player POVs and you can switch from them. It's just going to be a more glamorous thing that we already watch. The main broadcast is still going to watch every single match from one POV. As far as what we know, like it's not, people want every team to stream and you can go to Shotzi's stream and watch him play and then go to Attach and watch him.
You can hear all their comms and you can see like,
this is just a glorified version to say that they're doing something, but I don't think it's enough. Like it's not a bad move, but I don't think it's enough personally. If it's the way that we all think it's going.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think it's going to hit the same as like a 2K or 5K back in the day, but it's something else for us to watch and be competitive. So
it just feels like glorified league matches, so they can say, oh yeah, we're trying to bring back what this once was, but that's not what they're doing.
Yeah. Going back to the Wild Wild West, what were you going to say?
I was going
to
say, I like the league matches and shit in 2Ks, but it's kind of like, I mean, I guess it'd be decent. But I know what you mean, how you can switch your people's shit.
Brother, everybody knows how to make this successful. I just don't know what it's going to take for them to do it. Everybody knows the format that's going to work. Less league matches, bigger tournaments, and the tournaments lead into seeding, and then we go to a major. You don't do 4 weeks of dragged-out league matches where you're watching 11 versus 12. That's not how you build it. That's how you lose people. You need to cut, you like especially these days, you need to fucking, you need to get people while you have them. It needs to be quick, impactful, big things. Correct. Not this slow, drawn out, slow drip of, boring.
This is exactly why I say that we're still in the Wild Wild West, because what he just said is that everybody knows what the format is, but nobody can get it all into one thought and plan to execute. Everyone's just like shooting in the dark, trying to see what just the Wild Wild West.
I was going to say, I feel like people know what format will work.
Okay,
I
then
just,
how come we're
I
not doing it?
I just think there's so many like hurdles
stubborn,
now.
Personally, I think it's a bit of stubbornness. I think on they tried to turn. Behind? I think they tried to make this, and we talk about this a lot. I do respect the fact that they tried to make this big sports thing. They brought in the sports owners, Robert Kraft and the New York Mets. Like, I saw what they tried to do. I think it's time to admit that that didn't work and go back to what we know works.
Instead I think they already admitted by letting everybody off.
Okay, well then go back to the 16-team tournaments.
Yes.
With four teams making it throughout.
Yes.
We all know the model. We can talk about it all day.
Okay.
Go back
so
to
again,
what works.
If everybody knows it and nobody can get it all on a sheet of paper to be an executable line of items for this plan, means that we are still not on the same page and therefore in the Wild Wild West, which gives everybody an opportunity, everybody that's watching, everybody that's sitting here, an opportunity to build something for themselves surrounding this thing that we know is going to get to where it's going to get to. So, listen, you're going to be sitting here a year from now and saying, fuck, man, that was my idea. I should have fucking done it.
I just feel like, especially with the Treyarch game.
ChatGPT tells you.
Like with a Treyarch game where Treyarch gives us the most competitive support, like I think Treyarch is the most receptive to like changing spawns and fixing features. Like they are the developer that we want to work with because they love competitive Call of Duty, I think genuinely. So I feel like we need to pair, for example, this year with the correct format and then bang, see how it goes.
And shout out to them.
Momentum. Hey, golf.
Yeah,
I got to use the bathroom.
Go ahead, do your thing. And shout out to them because like it would have been really easy for them to lose their path or their passion after Vonderhaar left, but that could also speak to the sort of man that Vonderhaar is to leave that culture still intact the way that it is so many years after him leaving. So pretty excited for any time that Treyarch has something to release.
Different topic, but I feel like we discussed that a lot. But you watching any TV recently?
Disclosure. I'm watching Disclosure right now.
The reason I ask is the Penguin just finished, and like that was a
masterpiece.
10 out of 10
ending?
Masterpiece. Like they made essentially a Soprano show within the DC universe. As the best way to describe it.
I love it,
and it was one of the best finales I've ever seen. Right, so I'm a big TV guy.
Say less.
I wanted to tell everybody watching. You probably already know about the Penguin. Silo season 2 is coming back. Arcane season 2. I'm a TV geek, but. But they recommend, because I've been getting tweets and I'm getting kind of hyped. Someone's like, thank you for putting me on Severance, one of my favorites.
Severance, I haven't watched it.
I get a lot of tweets now, like, thank you for telling me about the show. I feel it, the man. I'm like,
dude, if that's the case, I want to give a shout out to a creator that I just came across and I've been sending him to all of my friends. I sent it to you yesterday. It's the guy that says, me and my boy Johnny. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
So this dude, Bo's, like, I'm a... Matt, I'm going to send it to you, and you got to play it, because otherwise I'm going to butcher it, and people won't understand how fucking hilarious this dude is. Where's Matt? Oh, right here. Bam. Matt, I'm going to send it to you. How do I send it to you on Twitter? Here you go, Matt. I got to give this dude a shout-out, because not often do I come across like people that I've never seen before creating content on Call of Duty, in this case, and I just... fucking loved his content. Immediately insta follow for me. I don't even know his name. Rolo Polo.
Before we even make it, me and my boys.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. We do not care.
My boy Johnny would run laps around you on this game.
Bro, I don't give a fuck about no Johnny. I really don't.
I guarantee when Johnny shows up, you won't be saying a word, buddy.
Oh my god, go play with him then.
What's your problem?
You need to shut up. Like, and what are you gonna do about it? Is Johnny Pat his job while you're out here playing video games all day long? Like, shut up.
Johnny will be on in 15 minutes. You won't be talking like that then.
So what's he gonna do? Jump through the screen? Like, I'm so scared.
He'll run circles around you.
Okay, he can run circles. I don't care.
As far as I'm concerned, dude, like...
Buddy, I know you're not talking to me. And you wouldn't say a word like that to my face, buddy.
Okay. I totally would, buddy. Like, I'm not... You should keep these generalizations to yourself, because I am one of the boldest motherfuckers that you will ever meet. And not only will I say this to your face, I will smack you right in your mouth, dude.
My boy Johnny would mess you up, buddy.
Bro, Johnny.
Suck my Johnny. Fuck off. I love Johnny so much, dude. Like,
when I'm playing hardcore with my boys, man.
That's great. Anyway, that's just good stuff, dude.
It's so good. It's so good.
That's good.
Because everybody knows somebody that says, well, dude, my boy Johnny would mess you up.
That is awesome. You said my boy, just wait till Johnny gets on. That's good. Good for him.
Anyway.
That's good work.
Scump didn't have to go number one. Apparently, he had to go somewhere else. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, wait, where are we at, Matt? What's the time frame on this? Okay, last time we cut it short because there was no more conversation we had, people were upset. And I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. We do owe you, at the very least, an hour of content.
Absolutely.
We do appreciate you. Will be it for
Shane episode. Gillis announced real quick he's coming to Dallas.
Book me.
And we're going.
I'm there.
Because I will not miss him. Airline Center, Shane Gillis, January 11th. Okay. I will be there
if you
sure.
Can handle that, count me in.
All right.
I'm not, Jude doesn't like.
I'm just going to buy like six seats.
Just me. I'm going solo with whoever wants to go.
All right.
But yeah, that's going to do it for episode 200. Huge shout out to Mountain Dew, Rocket Money, Marvel Snap, and Hims for sponsoring this podcast. We will see you guys next week. Goodbye.